I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Now, today we're going to be looking at spelling. Spelling is really, really important. And although we have things like the internet where we can search for words, we also have things like autocorrect on our mobile phones and all those clever computer programs that know how to spell a word, and if you spell something wrong, then they underline the word in red. Sometimes it's really, really important to know how to spell words, just in general. And specifically, if you are taking an exam, then yeah, that could be very, very important. What we're going to be looking at today is the difference between British spelling and American spelling, because there is a difference. I have many students that actually spell words in the American way, and sometimes in the British way. And it's quite important to be consistent in your spelling and also to consider what type of English do you want to speak. Generally, it doesn't matter if you occasionally use a word from American English if you're in Britain or a word from British English if you're in the United States, for example. But it's good to be consistent with your English. And that includes the spelling. There are some differences in the American and British spelling, and I want to highlight several examples. And I want to start with quite a simple one, and that is the spelling of the word mum. Mum. Now, in the States, they spell it M-O-M. And here in Britain, we spell it with a U. M-U-M. So maybe you watch some programs like The Simpsons, for example. If you see the word written, you will see it as M-O-M. But our spelling in the UK is M-U-M. Next, we're going to look at a series of words that finish in the letters O-U-R. O-U-R. Well, they finish in the letters O-U-R in British English, but in American English, they finish in the letters O-R. And there's lots of these words. For example, colour. Colour in British English is C-O-L-O-U-R, but in American English, it's without the U. So simply C-O-L-O-R. And it's the same pattern with words like favour. Please, can you do me a favour? Or flavour, what's your favourite flavour of ice cream? Humour, to have a sense of humour. And neighbour, your next door neighbour. All of these words in British English end O-U-R, but in American English simply end O-R. Next is a couple of examples of words that end in the letters T-R-E. T-R-E. Well, again, in British English it's T-R-E, but in American English it's T-E-R. And the two examples are centre, centre like the city centre, and the theatre, the theatre. So in American English, it's C-E-N-T-E-R for centre, and theatre is T-H-E-A-T-E-R in American English, whereas in British English, it ends in R-E. Next, some words that finish in I-S-E, eyes, eyes. So it's got a Z sound, but in British English, we spell it with an S. For example, specialise, organise, recognise. So the American English, well, they decided we're going to change the spelling. And they made it I-Z-E. So all of these words, specialise, organise, recognise, they finish in I-Z-E. In British English, I-S-E. Right, two more sets of examples. Again, in this one, we're looking at the final few letters of a word. And this is with words that finish in ence. For example, defence, and licence. Now, in British English, it is with a C, D-E-F-E-N-C-E, and the same for licence, L-I-C-E-N-C-E, whereas in American English, they spell it with an S, so D-E-F-E-N-S-E for defence, and licence, L-I-C-E-N-S-E, licence. And also, I should point out that there is a slightly different pronunciation between the American English and the British English of the word defence. We say in Britain, defence. Americans say defence. So they put the emphasis on the D, defence. And the final example of different spelling between American English and British English is verbs that finish in the letter L. For example, travel. And it's not the verb by itself where we need to consider the difference in the spelling. The word travel is the same in British English and American English. But it's either when you use this word in the past or you use this word in the gerund, in the ing form. So if it's in the past, of course the word is travelled because it's a regular verb, travelled, but the spelling is different. In British English, we add another L. So it's T-R-A-V-E-L and then another L-E-D. But in American English, they don't add a second L. So simply T-R-A-V-E-L-E-D without the second L. And as I say, also with the gerund, travelling. In British English, we add another L. T-R-A-V-E-L-L-I-N-G. But in American English, they do not add the second L. This double L in British English exists with verbs that end in a vowel and then the letter L. Travel, for example. E-L is how this word finishes. Okay, so there you have some examples of the differences between British English and American English spelling. This is particularly important if you have to write a lot or if you're taking an exam. My advice to you is, if you are taking an exam, or if you just need to use one of these types of spelling, British or American, you try to be consistent. So you learn one or the other. And the same is for vocabulary. Of course, we have many different words in British English to American English. So try to keep it consistent, whether you're using one or the other. Okay, that's all for today's podcast. I hope you found it interesting and useful. If you have any ideas for topics you would like me to talk about on these podcasts, then you can find all my contact details on my website, which is learnenglishwithben.com. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time for another podcast.